This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. The final hour of the show. 60 minutes on the clock as we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7 right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio.
Somebody wanted to know, have I ever been drunk doing yard work and messed something up? They said they messed up their weed killer and killed all their grass.
I believe I would bet that weekly you do that.
Get drunk and do the yard?
Screw something up.
I have been known to drink a few brews, a few pops while I ride the riding lawnmower. But no, I'm strictly business most of the time out in the yard. I don't try not to do a lot of drink. Afterwards, I'll drink.
You try some. And inscribe Barry in the lawn like the guys that do the outfield and infield for major league teams?
My grass isn't good enough yet to be able to do that. Plus, you got to buy one of those things that lays the lawn down in one direction or the other. They make these things I've learned, because I always wondered how they did that in the outfields where they'll do designs. I always thought they mowed at different heights or something like that, but it's just something where they'll lay the grass down in one direction versus the other, and that's how they create it. But I would definitely do that in my yard.
Yeah,
I would spell out Nick sucks in the yard, and that would be – see, he's not listening, so I was able to sneak that
so
in.
So really, they still do that where it's just the direction of the way the grass grows?
Mm-hmm. They'll drag something behind their mower, and that lays it down one way, and then you –
but what
up,
about like in center field, the logo of the team? I'm not buying that. I thought they used a little darker green spray paint.
They lay it down. I think.
Get my guy George Toma.
I'm the guy.
Get George Toma, the world and legendary, world famous groundskeeper from the Royals that's done World Series. I want to know.
All right. Did you hear Nike said LeBron can't get give Davis Nike? Said Nike. You never said that?
Yeah, my Nikes? No, because I corrected people. That's wrong.
My Nikes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Nike.
I had a cop, by the way, today tell me I had nice shoes. I'm wearing my Katrinas.
You said cop, right?
Yeah, I had a cop today at Subway. He was like, nice shoes.
Well, they are.
He was all tatted up. I was like, that's a cool-ass cop. He's like, I had a sleeve tattoo.
By the way, if you're driving that car out there.
Yeah. He was like, nice shoes. I was like, appreciate you, man. Nice sleeve. Oh. Did you hear that Nike... Nike.
Thank you.
Said LeBron can't get Davis, give Davis number 23.
For 1 year.
Because they're backlogged on LeBron Laker jerseys with number 23.
Yeah.
If I was LeBron, you know what I would tell Nike? Tough.
Nope. Dude, that company's made him so much money. Don't care. You don't
figure it out.
Dude,
send them to third world countries.
Is that how you want to do business deals and otherwise?
Yeah, send them to third world countries.
They take care of you so you can crap on them?
You know what? I'm LeBron James. At this point, I want that man to play.
Nick, tell the man.
Send him to third world countries.
Yeah.
Bunch them together and make one big jersey for Nick. All of them? Yeah. Well, I mean, you would consume a lot of a year's worth of jerseys.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to eat a lot in Vegas.
Be like an AIDS quilt, but for fat people. Just a fat quilt. Just jerseys sewn together. What are you going to eat in Vegas?
Whatever.
Everything?
All the free food first. And then I have to be more selective about what I buy.
You totally didn't hear that, did you?
What? No.
Barry goes, what are you going to eat in Vegas?
I said, he goes, ass.
I did not hear that, no.
And you just rolled right over and kept going. I was like, well, maybe I'm not wrong.
I missed it, too. You realize that a strip club is not a buffet, right?
They have buffets at strip clubs.
Not the same, though.
Does the Miz Club have one?
Yeah, it's a little fishy.
Is it?
Oh, no.
Can be.
Why would you make that awful joke? Oh, God. No, never mind. You know what?
No, keep going. Seriously.
No, that got way off. Y'all are making me blush. Woo!
Jeez. What is your go-to spots in Vegas besides the free stuff?
Well, one thing that AJ and I...
Bunny Ranch?
And he kind of got me...
You should go see our girl that we had on the show.
Go have
sex with her and report back.
I would not do that.
See if she's...
Little Red Riding Hood.
What was her name?
She's a redhead.
Something Allison.
Allison
Little.
Allison Chains.
No,
that's a whole different Allison Chains.
Yes, it is.
Alice in Chains and a ball gag and a swing.
What? That worked pretty well, Little Red Riding Hood.
That was good. But you're not supposed to say it afterwards. You just got to let it marinate.
No, so. I just surprised me.
It was good.
Yeah.
You should do that, though. Like, if I gave you some money, if I pitched in or we did a GoFundMe.
AJ and raise expense
some. Oh yeah,
he's the boss.
I'll start a GoFundMe. Nick's whore money.
No,
and then you can go to the Bunny Ranch and have sex with Allison Little and report back. Is she the best in the world?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
As, I know she's gonna be better than the crack hoes you get with.
She's an animal lover too, right? She had that
yeah, husbandry.
That's what it was called, husbandry.
Maybe she'll saddle you up.
Okay.
Right, put a bit in your mouth and you ride
walk you. In the door. Honey, I'm so glad you're home. How was work today? Let's go talk about
not
it.
Not happening, guys. Nope.
So, really?
Nope.
Even if you didn't have to pay for it?
Nope. By the way, that's like way off the strip.
Yeah, well.
It's a ways away, right?
So that's an expensive Uber drive.
You got nothing to do at night.
It's an Uber, not a limo.
Yeah. You got nothing to do at night.
AJ wouldn't approve anyway, so.
Oh, yes, we'll
get
he would.
No, I'm telling you. We'll go fund me the money, and we'll even get the cost of the Uber in it.
AJ's too much of a professional. He won't do that.
You don't have to go with AJ. It's you. You go. You like.
Yeah, no one has to hold your Fred, hand. She's going to hold other things.
They're old anyways. They go to bed at like, you know, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, that's not true.
You could go out and go to the Bunny Ranch and spend the night with Allison Little. Be like, hey, do you remember me? You were on our show in Houston.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If AJ, because on this particular trip, he's cutting it short.
I feel like this is just going to be an excuse, and I don't want to hear it.
Really, it's a fantastic excuse. He's cutting it short. He's not staying for the fight this time. Normally, he does. So he's not coming back on Sunday. I think he's coming back on Friday or Saturday. Okay. If he was staying the whole trip, I would have considered. But because he's not staying the whole trip, I can't do it. Sorry.
Why has he got to be with him involved?
Is he going? Is he going to, like,
is he going to watch couple of shows? And take pictures for sports man?
Is he going to like push while you're like with his foot? Why does he need
it's
to go?
It's the only thing I could think of, to be honest with you.
Yeah, this is a solo sport. I don't know if you know that or not.
Well,
you don't need to go to the Bunny Ranch with AJ. He's a married man. You're single. This is why it's perfect. If I was single, going to Vegas, having had her on our show, and you guys were like, hey, we raised the money. You should go do this?
Thinks it's a good idea.
I'd be like, I'll go.
Little doesn't need my business. She's busy. Okay. She paid six figures in income taxes. Okay. Nine figure salary.
Yeah.
She ain't got time for me.
Oh, that's how she makes money.
Like she's banging people like Robert Kraft and everything else.
No, that's how she makes money. Look, I'll message her right now.
Yeah, you go want ahead. Me to, you do that.
You want me to.
There's no way. She's not even going to respond to you.
Oh, yes, she will.
Are you kidding me? I'd be like, hey, you know, we were talking about you in the radio show and we're thinking about having you on again. By the way, my producer, Nick Sharara, and then I'll post a picture of someone handsome. I won't send your picture.
No, say producer Juggalo Trey.
I'll send, no.
Yeah, yeah never, then she definitely will not have that. Time.
Although, when she sees him, she might be like, oh, thank God.
Red hair.
No, she'll see. Oh, that's true. Yeah. But I figured if we just sent Trey, when you showed up, it would be a relief. She'd be like, oh, thank God. I thought Andy was coming from Raggedy Ann and Andy. But that's not the case. Jeez. But well, I would totally do that if I was single and someone gave me the money.
I would no. There's no way.
There's no way.
Even Pink Valkyrie's getting on this
stage fright.
I would have to have like a full bodysuit on.
There's no way.
There's no. The germaphobe in me would never let me do something like that.
And Vegas can be kind of disgusting.
Well, your germaphobe would be in her.
All right.
So there's you talking. You wouldn't do that.
I mean, it's 50-50. I'm being honest. Back in the day, like between marriages,
yeah,
I was pretty wild for a while. And I wasn't a germaphobe. Again, I go back and tell you guys, my wife made me a germaphobe. I was never a germaphobe.
Based on your stories about the buffets, I kind of believe that.
Yeah, I was never a germaphobe. So back in the day when I was single, that 6-7 months in between my divorce being final with my first wife and meeting Nora, yeah, there was I did some crazy stuff.
Banging a bunch of littles all over town?
Nope. No, I wouldn't go that
then
far.
Nick, would
but
it matter
I,
if
I
you
had
could
my
pick...
fair share of fun. And if I were to go to Vegas and this whole proposition was on the table, I might do it just for the story and the bit on radio.
If you're okay. Drunk and dry, you might go.
Drunk and dry?
You know, like 2, 3 a.m., you're drunk and dry as a bone, didn't get any looks.
That's true.
I mean, Nick, would it matter if you walked in and got to take your pick of any girl in the front room? Or
There's no way. And I'm just being, I'm not even trying to deny anything. I would admit all the, mostly, almost every bad thing I've done in my life. There's no way you can find me at a place like that. I would be too nervous being in the parking lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It's legal.
Why
the
hell? I don't give a, are you kidding me? That's embarrassing.
Okay. Oh.
That is embarrassing, dude. There is no way.
But you'd be doing it for a bit. It wouldn't, no. It's not like you would
take
be
one
doing
for the
it.
Team.
No. Yeah.
You're not doing it because you're desperate.
No.
You're not doing it because this is the only way you can feel the sensual touch of a woman. That's not. You're doing it because we want you to go and have sex with the woman we had on the show that talked about the
you're
Bunny
Ranch.
You're
a professional. You don't get stage fright. Yeah. It'll work.
If basically, you're just part two of the segment. Now it's just y'all having sex instead
y'all
of talking about it.
The entire first segment trying to convince me to bang Alice Little or Allison Little or whatever the hell
Alice
her name is.
Alice in Wonderland. Whatever you want to call her that makes
what about
you feel
that?
You got nothing better to talk about?
I'm trying to, look, I'm trying to help you.
With what? What do I need?
I hate
don't
you so
much.
Don't ask him questions like
you
that.
You need love. You
Dude,
need
two,
a
I
hug.
I need two things to happen.
You
I need Barry,
love and a hug.
I need Barry to stop trying to get you and Joel. You need to stop trying to get me laid by like random people.
You need to start
well,
trying
you
to get
try
laid.
And, I need,
harder
and I need AJ to stop talking about my horn on the air because it's getting ridiculous.
Did he bring it up again?
Every day almost, I feel like.
He mentions your horn?
Yeah, keep my horn out of your mouth, AJ.
Oh, hey. Just a bit outside.
I'm just saying.
You're just a unicorn.
I'm about
That's
to get my. If AJ walks in here, it was nice knowing you guys because I'm just, about to get head kicked.
Nicholas, you're a unicorn. You're special, and I think you should sow your seed if it's open.
Spread
it's
your
so,
wings
so,
and fly.
It's so funny because right. I went to my buddy Jared's house.
Keep my horn out of your mouth.
I went to my buddy Jared's house and his daughter, like right off the bat.
What's that?
What's that on your head, Nick? I'm like, you need a.
That's how you know.
Go
that's
practice
the case,
your gymnastics.
That's like, well, it's like, you know, when you're driving and you start to fall asleep and you start to get out of your lane and you hit those things and it reminds you to get back. You wake up.
Yeah.
That same thing during sex when your woman starts falling asleep. Okay. Are you doing it wrong? All she right, hits those. She's like,
we
what?
Are going to break. Going to break. Break.
It's
commercial break.
It's
now.
Wake her up.
Break. Joel. Break.
I got news for you. My boys at the Bucks got back to me, Barry. The stats were accurate on the Greek Freak.
Oh, cool.
34.7% was accurate his first year. Only shot 41% from the field that year, and the general manager wanted him to concentrate on getting to the rim and exploit that ability, and I think he did a pretty good job of it.
Not a bad call. You know what else is a good call, Joel? Get Upside's a good call. Putting that on your phone, the best call. Guys, I love, please keep sending me screenshots of the money you're getting. I love seeing this because I know this program works. I know this app works. I know it. Nick knows it. AJ knows it. Everybody that I've had and my family that's using it now and friends and listeners that are on it. If you haven't started with Get Upside yet, you're wasting money and you're wasting time. Right now, put it on your phone. Here's the beautiful thing, people. Put it on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. And then go fill up your tank and see how much money you get. You're going to get a bump with my promo code Barry on top of the savings you're only going to get. And you're going to get up to 25 cents a gallon on every fill up. And there's like 500 gas stations around the city. But here's the beautiful thing. You start using Get Upside. You don't like it? Guess what? Don't use it. You don't have to use it if 3 months in, you're like, you know what? I'm tired of getting free money. I don't want to use this anymore. You can absolutely do that. There's no commitments. There's no fees. There's nothing. There's no catch. It's just you getting cash back for the stuff you're already paying for, like gas and food. And let's talk about the food for a second, because there are hundreds of restaurants around this city where you can get cash back. I mean, heck, when Clarence told me he jumped on Get Upside and started using it, he was getting like $5-6 back his first two times that he ate out. If you're gonna go out and have lunch at Wendy's or Popeyes or Burger King or any of the hundreds of restaurants that are in the Get Upside app, use the app and get cash back. If someone came up to you and was like, here's $3 back for just eating here, you would take it. So download Get Upside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. Fred, Aaron, and AJ, the Blitz, they'll take you home between 4 and 7. You just keep it here on ESPN 97.5. And, of course, like we always tell you, if you missed any portions of today's over-the-top, hilarious, and entertaining and informative show, go to ESPN975.com. At the top of the page, you can click on our show tab, catch up on the hours that you missed. And while you're there, you can also download the app, take us anywhere, everywhere. We've got people listening from all over. Tracy last week from Lake Tahoe. We know that Steelers fan Juan in Denver.
NASCAR Johnny in Austin.
Yeah, all across the country.
So how Allison many houses Little, does Tracy
Allison,
have?
Allison Little in Vegas,
nope.
Where Nick's going to go and have sex with her.
Technically not Vegas, Barry, but in the desert area on the outskirts.
Area
of Sin City.
There's Area 51, Area 69.
See, you get away with that. I do it. That's a dad joke. Joel rolls out the whole book of dad jokes today. Jeez, he's hilarious.
And the only thing worse is you point it out every time. I know I'm doing a dad joke, Joel. That was the point.
Stop stealing my bit, Barry. Dad jokes are mine.
We do have a lot of listeners from around we should say globe.
Yeah.
But I think Tracy, I think they just have a vacation home out there. I don't know if it's
like seems like she's there quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think she's mentioned it before. I just never.
They were pushing lucky. For us to do a broadcast out there. I'm all for it.
I'm totally down for that.
Yeah, I'm down.
Boy, if you saw any of the pictures from the celebrity tournament this weekend, it is as beautiful a place as you ever want to lay eyes on, whether you're a golfer or not, between the mountains and the lake. And
yeah.
Man, that lake is just crystal clear.
I saw this. You don't play Madden, do you, Joel?
No.
You're not you play Madden.
I do.
Have you seen that they have the ratings released for Madden 20?
No, I haven't. Usually every player or 4 or 5 players a year usually gets upset about it.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of upset people.
Our guy here is not upset, right?
Who?
So where they put Hopkins, DeAndre Hopkins, if you have it in front of you?
I don't have that in front of me, but I do have the quarterback ratings.
Okay.
And the number one, you care to venture a guess at the highest rated quarterback in Madden?
Mahomes.
Drew Brees.
Yeah, Mahomes. Okay. 97. Tom Brady with a 96. So there's your top two.
Yeah.
I expected that, though.
Who's third at with a 94? Pick a wild guess.
Either Rodgers or Brees, maybe?
Russell Wilson.
Philip Rivers. Madden has Philip Rivers as the third highest rated quarterback, ahead of Drew Brees with a 92, Andrew Luck with a 92, Russell Wilson with a 91. You noticed I haven't mentioned Rogers. Your boy yet.
Yeah.
They have Mahomes, Brady, Rivers, Brees, Luck, and Wilson ahead of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has a 90 rating.
Interesting.
Blasphemy.
I kind of feel the same way that you would have Rivers and Wilson ahead of... And Luck, for that matter,
I'm actually
ahead
not
of Aaron Rodgers.
Too surprised about the Rivers thing on the game, because a lot of Madden players tend to like using Philip Rivers for whatever reason.
Wouldn't Wilson give you like rushing yards and those kind of things that make him valuable? I'm trying to figure out, like, because Phil doesn't run, but he sure can pass. But I don't know that he passes well enough to be that high.
Yeah, I'm with you. And they had Watson with an 82 quarterback rating.
And D-Hop, I believe, if I read this article wrong, then someone I know will correct me, but I believe he had a 99 rating, and I think he was the only offensive player that did.
There were five guys that got a perfect score.
Oh, okay. And wasn't D-Hop, like, in the top five because of a 99 or something? Okay.
He was one of them. So I finally found the ratings database. Yeah, D-Hop had a 99 overall.
Sweet.
And ahead of Antonio Brown and Julio Jones, who had 98s. Odell Beckham with a 96. Michael Thomas with a 95, Tyreek Hill 94, and Adam Thielen also had a 94. So that's from the wide receivers. And then I think the other ones were like defensive end, edge rushers.
Got to believe Aaron Donald was up there.
Clowney. Where's Clowney at?
Yeah, let's see. Left end, right end, and defensive tackle. I'll filter by that. Overall, oh, come on. Yeah, Aaron Donald
like
had a 99.
But like in terms of like, do they rank them from like 1 through whatever, or they just give you an
they
a
just
rating?
Rank them in order of their overall. Who are you asking for, Clowney?
Yeah.
Well, a better question too, if you're looking up that, is who had a higher rating, JJ or Clowney?
JJ was second.
Okay.
So you had Aaron Donald with a 99, JJ Watt with a 97.
Okay.
Fletcher Cox with a 96.
Say it again.
Fletcher Cox.
Because you can.
Damon Harrison Sr. had a 95. Calais Campbell, 92. Michael Pierce, 92. I'm trying to find Clowney
for
you.
That means he's not in the top 10 is my point.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Boy, he's. I'm going to have to do the search by his name.
Yeah.
Any other positions of importance? I feel like that was the best
one. I just thought Clowney, considering the news with the contract situation, it'd be interesting to see where Madden thinks. Because a lot of people would say, you know, if you make the argument for him to be a top 10 but not as quite as paid, you would think Madden would be right around there, but apparently not.
Well, now, here's the problem. I was looking as defensive tackles and edge rushers, and maybe Clowney's listed under linebackers.
Very possible. That's a good point, because that's what the Texans would like him to be listed at so that they can save money.
Which I also think is really stupid when you look at his snap count. They tried to do that where they're like, oh, well, and they not tried. They were successful in getting him linebacker money instead of edge rusher money, which was the difference of $2 million in the franchise tag. But the majority of his snaps came as an edge rusher. So, all right, so he is listed as a right outside linebacker in Madden, and his rating overall is a 92, which is fifth among linebackers total, because I did left, right, and middle.
Okay.
So he's fifth. He's the highest rated right outside linebacker.
Okay.
On the board here. So
okay.
Still not bad, 92.
No. It's not bad at all.
But is it worth $20 million a year? No. Because that's the next question coming.
Definitely not.
That's interesting because, man, I'm really
surprised that Rodgers would be that low. That just doesn't make sense.
But you know what? It was a down year for them. A lot of people doubting him, and now he's got a new, you know, head coach, offensive coordinator. I don't know. Maybe they're thinking that there's going to be a growth period.
Aaron Rodgers.
I agree. And watching him at that
absolutely
golf tournament.
Still Aaron Rodgers.
I know he went on some new diet and all this other stuff, but he looked like he's in really good shape, so I hope that's the case and he's ready to have a breakout year, but another breakout year, but we'll see.
Yeah.
A lot of question marks with my Packers, but we'll see how they do. All right, so we got a half hour to go on the show, and we come back 30 minutes on the clock. We'll take you till 4, having some fun here on The Usual Suspects. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call that number. Text that number. Hit us on Twitter. Back with more right here on ESPN 97.5.
Go home, but you can't stay.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, here we go. Final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio in Gal Media Studios on a Monday.
Monday. I'm pretty excited. You know Whataburger has a store?
Oh, like
a store.
Like a merchandise
store?
Yeah,
a merch store. And you know, I've been trying to wear Houston-based shirts.
Oh, yeah.
713 Shirts sent me a couple of shirts that I rocked for the TV show. Mm-hmm. Gooseworks sent me some shirts. And I rocked all that, but I've been like, okay, I'm just going to keep wearing a Houston themed shirt or a Houston based shirt as much as I can. Mm-hmm. And then I had the idea my wife was going to buy me a Whataburger shirt a while back. I was like, I don't want that, stupid. But then I was like, all right, well, now's the time. So I bought a spicy, fancy ketchup shirt.
Wow. On so many levels. Wow.
Let me tell you how excited I am about this shirt. I'm pumped.
Me, the ketchup guy. And I'm going, you got a what?
A spicy ketchup. A fancy ketchup.
Well, you're fancy.
I'm so excited about this shirt. Don't be.
Is it orange and white striped?
It's black, because that's the fancy ketchup. Comes in the black.
Yep, it does. Oh, yeah. Spicy, it comes in the black packaging.
The spicy comes in the black packaging.
The black and white, yeah.
But they have a red one, too, for regular fancy ketchup.
I'm a Heinz guy, not fancy.
But it's still Whataburger ketchup. That's the thing.
It's legit.
Yeah. It's better. Have you ever had Whataburger ketchup?
Yeah.
It's way better than Heinz.
Whatever.
Anyways.
I thought you were going to get orange and white awnings for the house.
No.
That would be a good look for palatial laminate.
Well, I go back to Arkansas, I can stay in that murder cabin that was shaped like a Whataburger.
That's just weird.
We teased this before we tried to hook Nick up in Vegas with a whore. But we talked about Serena Williams and some, like, I think it was 5 or 8 or 10% of dudes. I don't know.
12%.
12% of dudes said that they could score a point.
1 point in a match.
In a match against Serena Williams. And, you know, then of course everybody was like, well, who, do you guys, because people tagged us and were like, which one of you guys would be able to do it? And I think we all agreed, none of us, right. It would be Charlie. Charlie would be the guy that could score a point.
I don't even think Charlie could.
Oh, I would agree with that. I think so. First of all, you think about that. Most tennis players want to keep the ball low. That's just natural with Charlie.
Dude, he's so low he can't get it over the net.
Well, he does. He's a good tennis player.
How do you know? You've heard? You've seen?
That's the reputation he has.
No, it's the way he wears his clothes. It has nothing to do with what he does on the court.
I'm told Hoffman is the bigger tennis guy. Ken Hoffman, that is.
Ken Hoffman ain't winning a point off her.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
say A.J. Hoffman.
No, not A.J. Hoffman. Ken Hoffman.
I was going to say... No way AJ's playing tennis.
I think
he's
Ken
like,
Hoffman
he's
is a
like
big,
AJ on the
Ken
tennis
Hoffman's
court.
A big tennis fan.
He's like Mongo in Blazing Saddles. He just punched the net and the net would fall down. No.
I'm not going to say anything mean about AJ.
You've already done enough for one day, sir.
And you're traveling with him this week.
Yeah, good luck. Oh, you're going to get murdered.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
Probably going to
the vengeance of AJ Hoffman is going to be
I'm gonna have to dodge him.
Felt upon Run. You now. Yeah,
I can't beat him up, but I think I can outrun him.
He's probably even gonna like don't. Y'all aren't sleeping in the same room, are you?
No.
Okay.
He tried to do that with me last.
I'm gonna say he's gonna draw penises on your face while you're asleep. Don't
give him any ideas, bro.
What?
He's listening.
Oh, that's my bad. All right. Anyways. Do you think that you could score a point on Serena Williams?
Probably
is the first question.
Probably not.
I don't think so either. I'm awful at tennis, number one. Do you think that you could score on MJ?
Basketball?
Yes.
Probably not.
Nick, do you think you could score on MJ?
Like now?
If you played in a pickup game, best winner, you go to 12. What's the final score, you and MJ?
Right now, the way he sits right now, in his current condition?
No. Okay. MJ when he played. His last year.
Absolutely.
In his prime, no way.
No way.
You couldn't hit one three
if he let a
ball out.
No matter how I try to create space, if I got a three off, I would feel good about it. I just don't think he's going to lay off me. Because he knows that the end game is not to win the game, it's to shut me out. Okay. And he was too competitive a dude.
Okay. Do you think you could get a hit off of Justin Verlander if he gave you 10 pitches?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to see where we're at.
Joel would be the right person to ask.
Because
no
way. These 12
not,
people.
Not me now.
These 12% are dumbasses. There's no way that these dudes, unless they're, like there's a guy. His name is Gilla. He's a rapper here in Houston, but he also plays tennis. And he actually challenged Riff Raff to a match because Riff Raff said no one could beat him at tennis. And apparently Gilla played like semi-pro tennis. A guy like that could probably score.
Sure.
But the schlubs like the three of us, ain't, no. Nope. And that's, I'm guessing, who they asked in this poll. And those 12% are a bunch of damn liars. Yeah. Nobody is scoring on Serena Williams. That's just some average dude, Joe Sixpack, that just...
You're not scoring on Halep. You're not scoring on any of these guys. No. 37-year-old, Roger Federer and 32-year-old Novak Djokovic. No, don't even think about it. You're not.
Well, I did see a lot. She does get a lot of blowback, and I saw when she got knocked out by Coco, the 15-year-old sensation that's just played absolutely amazing. Everybody started to say,
that's
she's
penis.
Passed her...
That's Venus.
No, it was Coco Gauff.
Right. He's talking about, but Coco beat Venus, not Serena.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're talking about Serena.
Oh, okay. My bad. I confused the two.
Yeah.
But I still think it's the way they put their footprint on that sport. I think that's such a cheap argument to make. And I think it's similar to the argument that you make about really good college football teams. Could they beat like the worst NFL team? And I just think it's dumb.
Just right.
It's dumb. Because, they've said that. They've made arguments like that. Like, Alabama could beat Cleveland in the NFL.
Right.
Yeah, there's always that out
there.
You
know what I mean? Yeah. Or something like that.
What college team could be beat the Browns a couple years ago is exactly right.
What
big
sport
one.
Do you think you could beat a professional athlete at? Any, like...
Like, I know...
Or
I've
not
done,
beat, but like...
I've
score
done it in the past,
or whatever.
But if I golf. Did a three-point shooting competition against... certain guys in the NBA, I'd have a legitimate shot. Like, you want to put me up against, like, if you want to make
Giannis
or Dwight Howard.
Whoa.
But I'm just saying, if you want to say,
I think we've established all three of us, even with my blind 3-point hook shot, could be Dwight Howard.
I mean, because
I'm just saying, like,
I've done it back in the day.
Because 12% of the men polled are dumb enough to think they could beat the best and maybe the greatest of all time female tennis players.
It's just Serena Williams. Ludicrous, and it's, and in some ways it's chauvinistic, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. There's probably not a whole lot of professional athletes.
What are you picking? What are you going to beat somebody in?
I don't know. Cornhole, lawn darts. I don't know. I'm not an athlete. There's no way.
Nick.
Not even golf. Like, there's no. I'm not beating Phil Mickelson in a round.
I'm not either. I haven't played in a while either. But even at my best, I wasn't coming close to those guys. Yeah.
No,
I don't think so. I'm saying. Like, these dudes, idiots.
Even on they're an delusional. Off day, this is what they make their living doing.
Yeah,
there's just no way, and it's stupid to think that you could.
What about Spud Webb? You think we can shoot over Spud Webb and make a shot?
Shoot over him, possibly.
Bro, do you know how embarrassing it would be?
Spud Webb
blocked you. You're like, come on, little man. You go to shoot, whack. You're like, oh my god, you just got blocked by that guy. Suck. Oh, that would be awful. That would be the worst feeling in the world.
Moochie and Mo Taylor and Mario and Robert Ori and those guys, Vernon Maxwell. I used to shoot and do shooting competitions with them all the time and hold my own. But that's a whole lot different than playing a one on one.
Right, I'm talking more one on one because if you're playing Serena, you're playing one on one. It's not just
And you're not going to fool her on anything because, you know, what's his name? The one men's player snuck in a couple of underhand serves.
On Billie Jean King?
During Wimbledon because he was upset with the officiating.
Oh, Joker. Yeah. Joker did, yeah.
No, not Djokovic. The guy that's really, is it Goidos? The guy that's real vocal and like has gotten penalties for lipping off to the judges and stuff.
I don't know his name.
But he did that and got a couple points that way because they were totally unexpected. For us to do that, she would be expecting awful
serve.
Flails and attempts.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah. You want to get this? Dave wants to talk about comments on the one-on-one.
Okay. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Barry, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Dave.
Okay. This is easy. Do you think you could start from the 20-yard line going into the end zone, turn around, and Troy Aikman throws you the ball as hard as he could and actually catch it?
Do I think I could catch a pass from Troy Aikman if he throws it as hard as he can?
Throws as hard as he can. He can hum it.
I think so. Do I get to wear gloves?
Huh?
Do I get to wear gloves?
Yeah, but yeah. I just thought about that. Y'all were going over.
Yeah.
That's a tough question. Yeah, and I could score. I think I could score on Michael Jordan.
Get out of here, Dave.
If he just stood still, and run under the basket.
Appreciate the call, Dave.
First of all, Dave ain't running anywhere but to the bathroom, and he ain't making that.
Have we ever heard a call from Dave?
I don't
before?
Think so.
Oh, okay, well, just out of curiosity,
he sounds like old boy's dad, Paul.
Oh yeah, I wonder if that's.
I thought it was Chuck.
Or Gilbert.
Hey, I'm in county like, right now.
If he'd have dropped in any ways, in a lot of ways, he sounded like Gilbert.
He does bring up an interesting point, though. Who was known? Was Aikman's arm known to be?
Favre was the rifle.
Yeah. Favre and, Brock couldn't put any touch on the ball. Everything Brock threw was.
They used to say that at practice, some of the receivers said they'd dislocate fingers catching Favre when he threw a fastball.
Now, that might be a different, but I guess even Aikman still.
That's still a professional quarterback.
But what I'm probably going to do, like I'll probably end up with a chest laceration, mm-hmm. but I'm probably just going to
use your body.
Yeah, cradle that bad boy in and you know, I mean
catch it exactly how they teach you not to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You wear pads.
But I would use it. I don't know.
Cuz if you're wearing shoulder pads, it's going to fire off. I'd probably catch it
like a punt almost, like into the body. Fail. Because if you tried to do what?
Fail.
If you try to do it with just the hands, it's going to zip right through. I don't have the hand strength to do that.
You don't know that?
I don't have the hand strength to do that.
How do you know?
Because those guys work on that. No, I'm...
What'd you just do there? You might have some strong hands now.
I got one forearm that's really strong. That's it. That's just the one.
Oh,
the other one?
Weak. So catch it one-handed like Odell Beckham Jr.
Maybe give it a grab. Do that. Time to do some trunk twists, boys. Wash is telling me to get up. Let's do this.
The board's telling me we need to move on. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap things up. The Blitz will take you from 4 to 7. We'll take you to the Blitz coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. Props to Lenny, the tennis player that did serve underhand was Kyrgios.
Oh, that's right. I knew I didn't know that.
So, there you have that.
From the text line, NASCAR Johnny said, if y'all ever have a best of show, y'all need to have that last segment, hour three, first segment, on the best of show. I'm still laughing my ass off about
that. I don't know
that.
What he's what are y'all talking about? What
segment? That was the segment
Little
where...
Talking about Jadeveon Clowney. Yeah, that was a fantastic. We'll replay it.
That was we'll do a best of trying to get you... to have sex with a woman for once. But speaking of that, somebody texted in and said, this is a little long, but it's worth it. You know me, usually I don't read these long ones.
Right.
This one was worth it, though. My cousin has been in several legal cat houses and swears by them. He says that the brothels in Prague have the most beautiful women and some of the best sex he's had since they're pros at their craft. So now we're calling it a craft. I always thought, you know, okay, I do comedy. I got to hone my craft. I didn't realize having sex was a craft. One of which was free at this brothel. It was free. Look, now Nick's paying attention. One of it was free after signing a waiver that they could stream it on the internet.
There's no way.
He said his buddy pulls plenty on his own and went on a bet, but not his cup of tea. And Nick, and he's with Nick, wouldn't get caught dead there even if he wasn't married. So that begs the question, would you go to a brothel in Prague with some of the most beautiful women in the world for some of the best sex of your life for free?
Probably not.
If they could, as long as they could stream it on the internet.
No, sir. That's a weird ass trade off, by the way.
Why?
Why would they do that?
They probably make more money from ads of weirdos watching strangers have sex at a brothel than they would from that person paying. Think about that. If you could get one guy to pay for sex for 15 minutes, or you could get 50 guys to pay to watch it, which one do you think you'd make more money doing? So it makes a lot of sense. You just got to find dudes that are willing to go on a stream and basically be unpaid porn stars for however long it takes them.
Barry Warner would be willing.
Oh, my God. I didn't need that visual. Bro, what are you doing?
El Jefe could probably circulate that open.
Oh, my God. Why?
You don't want, here's the thing,
tag
too.
At Barry is funny.
You what just gave problem? Permission. You got the duty for free, but you gave permission for the whole world to call you little fella.
Why?
Because they all get to see your junk as part of the experience. You don't want all that.
No, I'm not. That seems weird.
We think people judge us on a daily basis just for what we say. You throw that out there in the mix, all bets are off.
That's weird. We know that Russ is on his way to Houston, but he had a show before he leaves Oklahoma. He had a show in Tulsa, a comedy show. And no invite, by the way. We're going to have to fix that when Russ gets there. Apparently Jerome knows Russ, so I may try to slide into his next charity show.
There you go. Because this was the night that up. The trade was announced.
The night of the show.
Yeah, the night of the show.
Which he didn't field a lot of questions. He just mentioned it and it's like, you know, no more questions. I'm not doing this. Like my boy Kenise does. But what's crazy is there was a joke on stage that apparently got old Russ busted up. He couldn't help himself. The comedian's name was Lance Woods. And the joke was about Kevin Durant. So let's listen to Lance Woods' joke here.
Kevin Durant came by. This is how long ago this was, many years ago. So KD came by. So now we all talking. So it was me, Russ, and KD. And then Russ was like, when's your next show? And I said, I'm gonna be in the Bay Area soon. And Katie said, me too. We didn't know what he meant at the time, but.
That's cold-blooded. Pretty funny. But apparently, the video shows Westbrook just losing it in the front row. Which I think is kind of cool that he's able to, you know, laugh about it because the
joke is not on him.
Right. But when I found the article, it talked about it and mentioned the fact that last year, they didn't talk.
No.
There was, you know, obviously it was an awful relationship. So it is kind of funny, though, to see Westbrook be like, yeah, this is on my way out. This is how we're going to go out right here.
That's all him, though. That's his whole daily grind of just go at everybody.
Yeah. But I thought that was pretty funny. So
that was good stuff.
Yeah, that's. I hope he does that here. You know who did was talking about doing a comedy show was Arian Foster. He did one, I think.
Yeah.
And then he was talking about doing another one because for a while I think he wanted to do stand up comedy.
Well, he wanted to be in entertainment for sure because he had the album come out.
Yeah. Bobby Fino?
Fino. Yeah, for sure.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. It was Fino. I don't know about the first name.
I thought it was Bobby Fino. I could be wrong, though.
But, yeah, he definitely.
It is. Bobby Fino.
Okay.
F-E-E-N-O.
Yep.
If you have not heard it. And I've heard that album was pretty good that he dropped. But I don't know. I never saw Arian Foster. But J-Ro at Current Cuts was one day we were talking about that in the chair. And then Arian showed up to the shop and we started talking about it. And he was like, yeah, if I ever do one, I gotta get you on. I was like, man, I'm down for that. That would work for me. But I do like that some of these, like Shaq was big. Shaq used to have his all-stars of comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a big deal.
It really, I mean, and look, it was at the peak of his popularity as a player too. But he always did stuff like that. Props to Shaq because he did the comedy shows. He did the DJ things. He did a lot of things. Robert Ory told me that the stuff he dabbled in, like, you know, he's big in law enforcement. And he went to school for law enforcement.
Yeah.
So Robert Ory said when they were in L.A. together, one night he was at a red light. And this van with tinted windows pulled up alongside of him. And they hit the button for the sliding door to open up. Shaq's in full garb for like a SWAT deal. And Robert, like, what are you doing? And they had a game that night.
I remember hearing about this.
And he's like, go on a stakeout, bro. You want to go? And Robert's like, I'm not going anywhere near. We just got done playing a game, and you're going to go. And he goes, yeah. And he was all jacked up. He loved that stuff.
Wow. He wanted to be, I think he wanted to be a sheriff for a while.
He was going to run for some election to win, sheriff of, I think it was in Arizona.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that was his thing.
Mark had called in, but he had to drop. And he texted us a real quick question from the text line he had for us. Which, by the way, he said, love the show. Y'all are my favorite show. So that's the only reason I'm reading this.
Nice.
But he said, do you guys think Jason Witten is a top five tight end next year? No.
Nope.
I do not.
Not even all time, right? Man, you got to think about Tony Gonzalez, Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
Those are just of the more modern era.
I'd have to do some research. I'm not going to lie. I don't think so, though.
Oh, Antonio Gates, right? There's three right there.
Gronk.
Yeah. Gronk. He's going to have a shortened career on his own choice.
Kelsey.
But that's up there. Kelsey's got to do it for a few more years. He's up there.
Agreed.
But just next year alone, no. I don't think he's...
Yeah, especially for fantasy football purposes, no. And I don't care how talented you think the Cowboys' offense is going to be.
Yeah.
I just don't think it hit this stage of his career. Plus, he sat out a year, and people discount that, but it's so hard after getting away from the game from a full year and all the wear and tear and everything, and you're going to jump back into it. Not that I wish it upon anybody, but my first inclination is he's going to deal with some injuries this year because let his body start recovering.
And that sucks because that's what was he known for the first, 8 to 10 seasons? Durability.
Yeah.
Always playing, never being injured. And I think it's going to do a disservice if he does end up getting hurt because then he's going to be, you know, he's going to go from being that durable dude to being old, you know, viewed as old and fragile.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if this looks, if it comes across as desperate, if he's unable to really perform and if he does start getting banged up because he is older.
Or he realized he just sucked at broadcasting, so he thought he'd pick up a check.
That could be it, too.
I mean, I don't know for sure. But
because of it, I looked up a quick top five or a quick top list of tight ends. Because, I mean, we know the usual suspects. Ertz, Kelsey. Guys like that, Hunter Henry, Kittle, George Kittle. Yeah.
What are you talking about, Stephen A?
But I was looking at this list. Kind of weird, though. They have Jimmy Graham at 14. I feel like that might be a little low for Jimmy Graham.
We forgot Kellen Winslow and Ozzie Newsome.
Yeah, those are...
So, the top six on the list that I found, which was...
Oh, you went all time. I'm just talking about for this year.
No, but when we talked about Hall of Fame, like, because I made the comment after that, I'm not sure he's top five all time. When you talk about their list, top five all time, it's Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, Rob Gronkowski, Shannon Sharp, Kellen Winslow,
yeah,
Senior, Ozzie Newsome. Newsome,
yeah.
Seven's weird, but you forget that he was once a hell of a player. Mike Ditka.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sure was a tight end.
And Witten, they have at number nine.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Top 10, not top five.
Right.
But not this season.
You good with them having Jimmy Graham at 14?
Yeah. I mean, he was great for a while, but again, it's longevity. That's what puts you in the Hall of Fame and gets you the numbers. And in the last couple of seasons, he's been disappointing to say the least. And I've experienced one of them firsthand with Green Bay. But even in Seattle, they don't feel like they ever used him the way they should have. He got touchdowns, but he didn't get the catches and the yards.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I expected more, but I feel like in year two with Rodgers, it might be a different story.
Oh, he's gearing up for it, so we'll see. There's a reason why they kept him around.
They have him at 14, and from a fantasy perspective, that might be a guy that could end up being a sleeper.
Well, he does. Rodgers will look for him in the red zone, even if he doesn't get a lot of yards and catches. So we'll see. All right, that's just a Monday for the show. Again, like you know how we like to do, we're going to be here every weekday, 1 to 4 p.m., and so should you if you want to be a usual suspect. But we do appreciate you listening. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Y'all have a great night, everybody. The Blitz is coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5.